Hello, I'm Michaela, and welcome back to my conversation. I know I just did a podcast earlier in the week, but I wanted to do a short one on latching. I've had several people message me and ask me about different ways to latch and proper latch, so I just wanted to touch on that briefly. I'd also like to point out that I did move the office outside. The weather's gotten really nice here in Vegas, so I wanted to sit outside and enjoy the evening. So if you hear my dogs barking or traffic going by, that's why. Okay, so on to latching. Latching is a relatively easy process in theory. We're born knowing how to latch. Well, most babies are born knowing how to latch. You know, there are babies that have issues, but generally you're born knowing how to latch. However, execution of the proper latch is harder as an adult, and incorrect latching is very common. Not latching properly can have a few adverse effects. It can reduce the effectiveness of the breast's natural ability to produce and express milk. There have been a few cases that I've read about where ineffective latching at the beginning of inducing actually prevented lactation. You know, those are a couple things to keep in mind. Let's also clear up some misconceptions about latching and about milk in general. Milk does not come from the nipple. You can't suck the nipple like a straw and expect results. In doing this, you could actively hurt your partner and cause tissue damage. There is no large reservoir of milk inside the breast where you can just suck the milk out like a glass of soda. In truth, the milk is made in the breast to supply the needs of the person suckling. So, you know, and I've said it 100 times, it's supply and demand. You do have a small amount of milk that's stored in the ducts, but it isn't, there's not active production until somebody's actually suckling at the breast, be it a child or a partner. Having a bad latch and not removing milk can result in engorgement, which can then lead to mastitis. And trust me, I just got over that last month. Mastitis is not something that you want. Engorgement itself is not fun, and it's a painful experience. And when somebody is engorged, it's the swelling of the breasts, and it's caused by increased blood flow and milk supply. The increased blood flow helps your breasts make the milk. So proper suckling technique easily removes the milk. The problem becomes creating enough stimulation to release the oxytocin. You know, many adults engage in nipple play or nipple sucking as a form of sexual foreplay. But that type of stimulation is slightly different from the suckling needed for the release of oxytocin and milk production. Hard suckling only results in a sore mouth, sore nipples, and does not increase milk flow. When you master latching, removing milk from the breast into the mouth becomes the easiest part of inducing. The process of milk being moved from the mammary glands through the milk ducts to the small sinuses beneath the nipple and areola occurs automatically as a result of the milk ducts being stimulated by the hormone oxytocin. Once the ducts are filled, it is a simple process to express the milk into the mouth by suckling. Due to the variations in size, shape, nipples, and areolas, the exact technique of latching may vary slightly from couple to couple. Okay, so what exactly is latching? To latch correctly, the lips must be sealed against the areola, not just around the nipple. Sucking the air from the mouth will pull the nipple and a portion of the areola back onto the tongue far enough where it can be pressed against the roof of the mouth. This motion squeezes the milk ducts behind the nipple, coaxing milk into the mouth. Minimum suction is needed because you're not really sucking milk from the breast. You're really just swallowing any milk that is pressed out. Suckling is accomplished by a rhythmic sucking and moderate squeezing of the nipple and a portion of the areola by the tongue and occasional swallowing. Sucking harder, squeezing roughly not only get you nowhere, it can actually damage ducts. The natural reflex of the tongue pressing against the roof of the mouth while swallowing squeezes the milk ducts behind the nipple, expressing milk into the mouth. As you become more experienced with adult nursing, suckling becomes more gentle and relaxed. Here's a helpful tip to help you understand latching. Place your index finger about halfway back on your tongue. Seal your lips around your finger. Now suck all the air out of your mouth and swallow. As you swallow, your tongue presses your finger against the roof of your mouth. It is the combination of the vacuum in your mouth and the pressure from the tongue that squeezes milk from the nipple instead of sucking alone. Another technique you can try is the nipple sandwich. I know that sounds funny. Every time I say that to somebody, I laugh because, I don't know, I think of a corned beef sandwich. But anyway, hold your breath so that your thumb is across from your partner's nose and your index finger is across from their lower lip. Touch the space between their nose and upper lip with your nipple. Your partner should open their mouth wide and move in closer to your breast, latching on like they're trying to take a bite of a sandwich. But remember, no teeth. Initially, you might feel some discomfort. It's typical if you're doing this for the first time or it's been a while. There's a difference between sharp pain of a poor latch or shallow latch and dull pain of tenderness that will dissipate with practice. If you feel sharp pain for more than a few seconds, it's usually due to a shallow latch. If you're having issues with shallow latch, have your partner let go and try latching. Try the nipple sandwich and gently compress your breast. A good latch is one of the most important parts of a nursing partner. Like any new experience, it can take time to get it right. You'll need to learn how to help your partner latch correctly, and your partner will need to learn to suckle effectively. Don't get discouraged or disappointed if you find it difficult at first. Learning the right technique and with practice, it will get easier. So, what are a few ways to tell if you have a proper latch? Well, if you feel discomfort, it should go away completely after about 30 seconds to a minute of suckling. If your partner's chin is close to the bottom of your breast, there's no smacking sound, and your partner's lips are flanged out, kind of like a fishy face. Your partner's ears should wiggle slightly with suckling motion. And if you're comfortable and suckling just feels like a gentle tug, and your partner's getting milk, then you've got it. So don't be afraid to experiment with what feels good and right for the two of you. So that's latching. You know, some ways to tell if you have a good latch and some ways to tell if you have a bad latch. Remember, if it's a sharp pain or it hurts, stop doing it. At the initial latching on, you know, you might feel a little bit more than tugging. I know when my partner starts at first, especially in the evening, I'm a little bit sensitive, but that goes right away as he, you know, gets in a groove and the suckling gets more rhythmic, then that pain, it's not really even a pain, it's just uncomfortability, that goes right away. So that's what should be happening for you. If it's not, then you need to have your partner let go and then, you know, try again. And it may take a few times to figure out what works best for you. All right, well, that's it for tonight. So have a great evening, and I will talk to you next week.